This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. NATO nations have agreed to ramp up weapons supplies to Ukraine amid reports of Russian atrocities and fears that Moscow is ready to launch another offensive. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
As he arrived at the alliance's Brussels headquarters, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said his agenda was simple.
It's weapons, weapons, and weapons.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and other allied nation officials then agreed to step up support, including high-tech arms.
We have a strong sense of urgency.
So does Kuleba.
Either you help us now, and I'm speaking about days, not weeks, or your help will come too late.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN General Assembly voted Thursday to suspend Russia from the body's Human Rights Council over atrocities that it's accused of committing in Ukraine. In a vote of 93 to 24, the Assembly suspended Russia for its gross and systematic violations of human rights. That's in the words of the resolution. And violations of international law committed against Ukraine. 58 members abstained from voting. On Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky admonished the UN Security Council in a video address that for its inaction in stopping Russia's war against his country. He called for Moscow to face accountability for crimes that it has carried out there. Following the vote, Russia's deputy UN ambassador said Moscow had taken its own decision to end its membership in the Human Rights Council and did not want to remain with Western states. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday set aside a ruling by the deputy speaker of the national parliament that had blocked a vote of no confidence against Prime Minister Imran Khan. The five-judge panel of the top court unanimously declared unconstitutional all the steps stemming from the deputy speaker's rulings. The controversial House ruling on Sunday had resulted in the dissolution of the lower house of parliament and a call by the president for fresh elections. The verdict restored Khan as the prime minister and his cabinet as well, ordering the parliament to reconvene on Saturday. The parliament is expected to then reconsider the prime minister's fate. South Korea and the United States are bracing for a possible North Korean nuclear test amid heightened tensions. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula rose after Pyongyang warned that it's prepared to use nuclear weapons against its southern neighbor. Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Vice Department Director of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, ratcheted up the tension with widely reported remarks on Tuesday. She said, in case South Korea opts for military confrontation with us, our nuclear combat force will have to inevitably carry out its duty. A nuclear test would be North Korea's first since 2017, ending a self-imposed moratorium. Experts say it would be likely to push the Biden administration and the government of incoming South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol to take a tougher stance on Pyongyang. U.S. authorities said Thursday they had arrested a Japanese Yakuza organized crime leader and three Thai men who trafficked heroin and methamphetamine and tried to acquire surface-to-air missiles for rebel groups in Myanmar and Sri Lanka. The Justice Department said the three men were arrested in New York on Monday and Tuesday on drug and arms trafficking and money laundering charges. Under investigation by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agents in Thailand since at least 2019, the men had arranged to sell an undercover agent large quantities of heroin and methamphetamine from a Myanmar rebel group. Meanwhile, they sought to buy automatic weapons, rockets, machine guns, and surface-to-air missiles for ethnic minority forces in longstanding fights with government forces. Revisiting our top story of the hour, European countries on Thursday approved new punishing sanctions against Russia, including an EU embargo on coal imports in the wake of evidence of torture and killings emerging from war zones outside Kyiv. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.